Good evening. My name is Andy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Andy.
I have a sobriety date of November 11th, 2012, and I'm actively sponsored by your 45-minute speaker. Thank you for allowing me to come on up here with you, and thank you for having me. I come from a fairly good home. My parents were married and lived happily together for the most part until the day my father died. So I didn't have that. That's not why I'm here. My problem is I have a problem with living. I can drink with the best of them. I don't spill. I don't know. But when I don't have alcohol, I have a problem. I get restless, irritable, discontent. So growing up was good. I got decent grades. I wasn't high. I wasn't low. I right in the middle, under the radar. When I got out of high school, my father told me I needed a bigger daddy and told me I should go to the Navy. I'm third generation there, and so he was very strong for that. And that was pretty good. I went to a school there, and it was great. But they allow a certain amount of drinking going on there. It's not all stories. It is true. We drank. That's where I first got some minor consequences, too, as a result of my drinking. I ended up getting to a submarine, and the senior enlisted man there said, if you can walk and you can talk, you're not drunk. Challenge accepted. Gave us permission to drink as we like to drink. And to come to work, I don't know if I was hungover or still drunk, or probably still drunk. And we're deploying out to sea, and it was okay. I ended up picking up a DUI on base, but the consequences there were minor because it was a military issue. I didn't have to go to the court. I didn't have to do any of all that. I went to the captain. He took away half a month's pay for 2 months. I could have wrote him a check for that and said, let's go. I got it, we drank every chance we got. There's a little bar on off base. Everything's $2. $2 a shot, $2 a beer. And I had no bills and a pocket full of money. Got out. And life is grand. End up getting, a little job, got married, still drinking the way out. And when I'm single, it's like, okay, I can get home from work and I can power down as much as I want to power down, so long as I get to work on time the next day. And life was still happening. End up getting married, and then had a child, and my wife knew what she was getting into for the most part. She knew I drank. She knew I drank a lot. And time went on, and one day my brother calls me up at work and says, hey, I'm in the area. Let's go to lunch. Well, that's not, I'm working down in Orange County. He lives 50 miles away. Like, something's wrong here. It's like, okay, you want to come buy me lunch? Come buy me lunch. And we sit down, and he asks me, he's like, so how much you been drinking? I'm like, well, I told him, I've been cutting down. Okay, from 5 drinks to 4, that's cutting down. It's not ending, but And we went on and finished our lunch, and I went back to work, and he left. And it wasn't that long afterwards that my wife calls me in and says, you need to make a choice. Alcohol or the marriage. I had no idea where this came from. It slapped me sober. And I go, now what? I've never heard of AA. I've never heard of recovery. I just know work is stressful. So I get home from work. I drink. I pour a couple. I get home before her. I have dinners on the table when they get home. And it's all good, right? Well, apparently not. So I call up my brother and go, hey, have you been talking to my wife? No, he hadn't been. I guess enough people were seeing it in my life, and it just, you know, seconds and inches. So I asked my brother for help. And he's like, okay, I will pick you up on Monday. I'm like, okay, where are we going? You don't need to know. Just be ready outside your house at, I think, 6:30. Okay, I can do that. He pulls up and I get in the car. And he drives me to a meeting. Again, I've never heard of AA before. I have no idea what the hell I'm getting into. And so the first meeting I go to is the Bellflower Big Book Group. It's a very large meeting. There's 300 people there, easy. And it's very structured. And people get up and they do things, and then you sit down and somebody talks, and then something else happens, and then you go get a donut and you go grab a cigarette, and then at the end you say the Lord's Prayer. It's like, I got no idea. It sounded like the on Peanuts, how the adults talk this. Wah, 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 wah. I have no idea what's going on. And then the meeting's over, and I look at my brother and go, well, now what? He's like, I don't know. Like, okay. And so there's this person standing at the literature table. I think he was signing court cards or something. And I walked up to him and go, what's next? I had no idea. And he writes his name on a card and hands it to me. He says, call me tomorrow at 7:30. Okay. So on my way to work the next day, I called him. And a little miracle there. I called him. And he answered. And then he's like, I will pick you up on Thursday. He picked me up on Thursday. And he brought me to another meeting. And he goes, it's like, where were you? It's like, I follow him now. He became my sponsor. And it's not a question. It's like, tonight somebody else is supposed to be up here with him, and he's like, that person can't make it, can you make it? Yeah, I had other plans tonight, but yes, I will rearrange my schedule, because this is what keeps my wife happy. This is what keeps my marriage happy. Hey, this is but my life has gotten so much better now. I get to do things. I get to plan things ahead of time and actually do them. I get to all these little things like, oh, well, I want to do this. No, I want to have a drink and not do that anymore. No, we actually do these things. We just got off an adventure where we went jeeping out and camping. Me and my wife and some other friends. It's grand. It's just life happens now. And I'm going to end with one thing my old road dog used to say. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Today is money in the bank. And that's where it's all at. Keep it real. Thank you.